Well, hey everybody, and welcome to a special Christmas edition of the Memento Podcast, a podcast from Washington Avenue Christian Church, where we understand that sometimes in the craziness of life, we forget who we are, and we forget what we're supposed to do, and sometimes we even forget what we talked about on Sunday morning. So Memento Podcast is designed to remind you who you are and what you're supposed to do, and to remind you about what we talked about on Sunday morning. And this past Sunday morning was the kickoff of our Advent season. And if you weren't here, man, let me just tell you, you missed out on a really incredible worship service. I always love the Advent season and just the change of pace with all of the lights and the decorations that you see behind me here, as well as just the music and having the choir and singing different songs. It's just a really, really special time, and not the least of which is like watching my families and friends come with their kids down the aisle and light our Advent candles. So if you missed out on this week, let me encourage you to go back and watch the sermon online and really do your best over these next couple of weeks to be here in person with us. It's just a special time. And this week, Jim spoke to us about prophecy. And so what I want us to do together in our time today, this week, is to just kind of dive into a little bit more of about what prophecy is, what prophecy isn't, and what that means for us. And we'll kind of tie this all back to Christmas and put a bow on it. So yeah, here we go. Whenever you look at the word prophecy, prophesy, and to prophesy in the Bible, and people much smarter than me have done this work, so don't attribute this to me. I just like pulled out the like facts from my college notes and reminded myself of them. But when we think about prophecy, prophesy, and to prophesy, we unfortunately generally tend to think about that in terms of like predicting the future, right? And that's certainly a part of what a prophecy is, but it's not all or even really most of what a prophecy or to prophesy or prophecy is when it's being used in the Bible. In fact, only 12% of the time in both the Old and New Testaments when the terms prophecy, prophesy, and to prophesy are used. Only 12% of the time they're used to predict something, which means that 88% of the time they're used, those terms, for other things. And so the first question that we have to ask ourselves when we come across the word prophecy, prophesy, or to prophesy is what and how is this being used? So let me give you a definition for prophecy that we can use and maybe change the way that we think about prophecy just a little bit. Prophecy is a revelation about something about God, right? A prophecy is a revelation about something about God, right? And so sometimes those are future-oriented, like in the future, God is going to do this, right? Something about God is going to happen in this way and in this fashion, and it's going to look like this. 12% of the time, that's the case, but 88% of the time, it's used in a different way. And so here's is the vast majority of what prophecy, prophesying to prophesy, are trying to communicate to us. It tells us three things, right? The first thing that it tells us, prophecy, prophesy, and to prophesy, are who God is. The second thing is what God desires, and the third thing that prophecy, prophesy, and to prophesy tell us are what God demands of his people. And so whenever you're looking at prophecies, these are the questions and the things that you need to be asking yourself is, what is this trying to tell me about who God is and what he desires and what he demands from his people? And doing that, I think we'll eliminate a lot of the stress and the struggle around the word prophecy in regards to trying to predict something. So what does that have to do with Advent? Well, quite a bit. actually, because there are a lot of prophecies that are written concerning the birth of Jesus. Now, a lot of those prophecies, when they were written predictively, right? Talking about something that's going to happen in the future, specifically that, you know, Jesus would be born and live the life that he lived and die the death that he died, and then even some about him raising to life again. Like, those are definitely there, and so we can use the things that we've just learned to understand that, like, the prophecies about Jesus' life are predictive prophecies, but we can also apply these three questions to them to maybe pull out a little bit of a bigger and deeper meaning, you know, which is what I want us to focus on for the rest of our time together. Let me maybe illustrate it this way to get us going. Back in September, I had my in-laws here. They came and visited for Janessa's second birthday, when Janessa turned 2, and so they got to spend a long weekend with us and hang out, and I had been on a long and winding road of getting a new smoker to smoke and cook meats, and my father-in-law, he loves barbecue, and so I was really excited to make for him some barbecue, and it was the first time I had gotten to, because I've had my smoker for a while, but it's kind of been on the fritz, and I finally got it fixed. So I was going to smoke some ribs, and I did. I smoked ribs, and you know what? They came out pretty good, right? They came out pretty good, but they were dry, a little bit dry, and therefore overcooked and a little bit overdone. And because I was just kind of going by time and then just like checking the temperature every once in a while. And so that was in September, and in November, my in-laws, they sent me a Christmas present, or not a Christmas present, because it wasn't Christmas yet, but it was my birthday, and they sent me a birthday present. I opened up this package, and it was this really, really fancy, like, meat thermometer that you can put in the meat, and it reads the temperature for you, and then it comes with this little device, this little handheld device that projects from the smoker into my living room what the temperature is, and I can set an alarm so that I know that when the meat hits the temperature that I set it at, it's going to go off and it's not going to be overcooked at all. And what I'm trying to tell you that is this, is that gifts tell us something about what the giver thinks about us and what the giver thinks that we need, right? And John knew that I really wanted to make good barbecue and smoked meats, and that I needed something that would allow for me to do that well. And so he sent for me a meat thermometer. Gifts tell us something about what the giver thinks about us and about what we need. And this Christmas Advent season, the greatest gift that we have ever gotten, ever received, is Jesus. And the principle remains true that the gift tells us something about what the giver thinks of us and about what we need, what the giver thinks that we need. And so we can project that onto the Advent, the Christmas story, and ask ourselves, well, what does God think of us and what does God think that we need? And what God thinks of us is everything, right? He thinks the world of us. He thinks so much of us that he sent himself in the form of his son to live and to die for us, because that's what we needed to spend eternity with him, to fulfill our relationship with him. Talking about prophecy, and prophecies, the first question that I told you to ask yourself is who is God, right? The prophecies tell us who God is. So these prophecies and the season of Christmas, we can ask ourselves, well, who is God? And I think maybe that the best term that we can use to describe God in the Christmas season with the Christmas story is that God is a rescuer, right? That he provided the only possible solution to get us out of the trouble that we had gotten ourselves into. God is a rescuer. The second question is, what does God desire? And what God desires in the gift of his son, in giving the gift of his son, is a relationship with us, which is only possible in and through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And the third thing, the third question is what God demands from his people. What does God demand from his people in this prophecy? And I think that the phrase that we can, or the word that we can use to encapsulate that this Christmas season is just simply a response. So who is God? He's a rescuer. And what God desires is a relationship with us. And what God demands from his people is a response, a saying yes to the gift, right? Not packaging it back up and shipping it away or giving. Can you imagine Jesus as a white elephant gift? That just like popped into my brain, but like not white elephanting this this gift of life in and through Jesus away, or packing it and putting it in the back of the closet for 4 or 5 years before you give it to the family service center. No, God desires and demands a response from us that actively pursues a life with Jesus so that we can be in relationship with God forever. So, question. Those are my answers to the questions. Who is God, and what does God desire, and what does God demand from his people? But what about you, right? So what I would love for you to do this week is just to dwell on this week of prophecy that we've been talking about. If prophecy tells us who God is and what God desires and what God demands from his people, like what does that mean for you? Who is God to you, and what does God desire in your life right now, and what kind of response is God expecting from you in this Advent season? And hopefully, in doing that, you'll connect with God and even with the Christmas story in a deeper way throughout this week. And man, I'd love to like hear your responses. So I don't know if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening to this in a podcast, or if you're seeing it on Facebook or what, but man, leave us a comment and tell us like your answers to these questions. I'd love to see what God is revealing to himself, to you about himself in this Advent season. I'm excited to see those. And if you don't want to do that, man, send me an email or grab me in the halls at church and let me know. I'd love to share in those experiences with you. This is week one of our Advent series. We're going to be doing this for the next 3 weeks, I believe, is how long that this lasts. And so we'll dive in again next week with more Christmassy things, Advent-y things. I'm not sure what they're going to be, but I know it's going to be great. And I also know that I'm going to have another ugly Christmas sweater. So come back, if nothing else, to see that. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast or our YouTube channel so that you can stay up to date on these episodes, and you can even hit the notification button so that you get notified when these new episodes drop every Thursday morning. We're thankful for your coming along on this journey with us. We're excited for it to continue. We'll see you next week on Memento from Washington Avenue Christian Church. Thank you.